This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The second day of public hearings in the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump has ended, but not without the president launching a Twitter attack against former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. The president tweeted on Friday, "Everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad. She started off in Somalia. How did that go?" Trump then falsely stated that Ukrainian President Zelensky, quote, "spoke unfavorably about her in my second phone call with him." This happened during the House Intelligence Committee hearing, and Chairman Adam Schiff showed the president's tweets to Yovanovitch, who called them intimidating. After the hearing, Schiff said that the president's tweets were part of a pattern of bad behavior.
It is quite clear that, I think from her testimony as well as others, that Rudy Giuliani and the president felt it was necessary to get her out of the way.
Republican Representative Elise Stefanik said that nothing in the hearings rises to the level of an impeachable offense.
You can disagree or dislike the tweet, but we are here to talk about impeachment, and nothing in that room today and nothing in that room earlier this week, nothing rises to the level of impeachable offenses.
At the White House, President Trump himself called the entire impeachment process, in his words, a disgrace. The impeachment will continue in the months to come, perhaps even until the caucuses and primaries for the 2020 presidential election begin in early February. Wall Street's main stock indexes closed at record levels on Friday, fueled by fresh optimism over a potential calming of the U.S.-China trade war. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.8% to 28,004.89, while the S&P gained 0.77 to 3,120.46. The Nasdaq added 0.73%. This is VOA News.